hours of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome to the show this evening, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Each and every night till 1 o'clock on the East Coast. No, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we were out last night. We had some work to do today. And I gave our BSPs the background about two nights ago, but I'm going to be on another episode of New Girl. And at some point, I guess I have to just stop saying I'm going to be on New Girl, and maybe I'll be a regular cast member or a recurring guy, and it won't be such a big deal, but it is to me. And
yeah, it's because it's money.
Yeah, so it's money. Anyway, don't worry about it, man. Yeah. So that's what I was doing last night. But we're back here this evening, and a couple of things to let you know. First off, the archives of our Saturday night show and our Saturday night video, both video and audio, these are being built and are now on our website under the Fresh Fill tab. Look for KFI Show. That was our Los Angeles affiliate over which we did our Saturday night show until I couldn't physically take it anymore. But we'll see if we can't milk those for a few more years. That's one announcement. And then the other announcement I want to make is on Saturday night, for those of you who are anywhere near the area, I'll be at the Los Angeles Animation Festival. And this is to take part in a Q&A for the film Team America. And with me will be one of the just a terrific guy to work with, Darren Norris, who was Spotswood, the guy in Team America who was the number one puppet, if you will. You know the voice, Spotswood. Darren Norris is going to be there along with me. Some of the puppeteers from Team America will be there. And we'll do a little bit of a Q&A before the film. If you haven't seen Team America, I can't imagine that it would be just a crime, just a federal crime. Well, I'm just kidding. But it's a funny flick, man. I mean, you do yourself a favor. And if you're anywhere, like I say, in the area, come on out to the Los Angeles Animation Festival. It is running through Sunday, and we'll be there on Saturday night. Sorry to take up so much time here, but I thought it was important. And what time are we going to be there? I know it's starting. I know everything gets underway on Saturday around 11:30 in the morning. But check out their website, and we'll give it to you a little bit later on. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Don Parsley is going to join us from an organization called Coney Must Go. And let me tell you what this is about, and we're going to have Don on in a second to give us some background of his own. Last night, and actually sometime yesterday, the buzz started on the social networking sites, if you will, one of which was Twitter, about Coney 2012. People were hashtagging Coney or Coney 2012. And this hashtag has to do with a man by the name of Joseph Coney, who is a bush fighter, a so-called revolutionary leader, who has operated out of Sudan, Uganda, and a number of other places. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court. He is the leader of something called the Lord's Resistance Army, whatever the hell that is. But the crimes of this man are numerous, and the most outrageous, or at least perhaps the one that has really set off this trend happening on social media in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere, is the fact that this guy has he's kidnapped basically kids. He's kidnapped children and forced them into this army of his, this army of ragtag, hit-and-run gunmen, calling themselves some sort of a revolutionary army. And point of fact, what they are is they just go into villages, they kill, they steal, and they take off again. My understanding is they're no longer in force in Uganda, although they are in areas, these sort of no man's lands around Uganda and around some of the major cities in that part of Africa. Don Parsley joining us. Now, just before you say anything, Don, the film that really touched this all off is a film that is currently on YouTube. I don't know the name of it. And, Don, I'm sure you do.
I don't remember it, but it's quite a touching movie. There's no question about it.
Invisible Children.
Yes, sir. That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Invisible Children, and it was a 50-minute film. And it was made by some American filmmakers who have been in Africa for the last 10 years and have actually done some amazing things, one of which is beyond just the basics of getting food and the normal necessities of life to a lot of these people. They have set up a radio warning system, some kind of a system whereby the people in the village are alerted by way of radio and other early warning detectors that these this Lord's Resistance Army is in the area and that they can begin to make some sort of preparation to defend themselves. You got to understand, this is a part of the world, I guess, Don, that the armies are not capable of doing anything.
Well, that's true, Phil. This part of Africa, they were at one time under the control of the European powers, you know, and when the colonial times of Europe and the countries that controlled that part of Africa, when those times came to an end, then the governments themselves and the people themselves had to mount their own military. These kinds of rebel forces are still a pretty tough nut to crack for them.
How long has this guy been operating?
I think about, I've heard that he's been around at least 20 years. I don't know if that's true or not, but he's been there for a long, long time. And he's been kidnapping kids. And what I want to do is I'd like to give out an address, if I could, where people can send us money to get this underway. What we want to do is we want to get enough money so we can get our people in place and do something about this guy, because I haven't heard, really, I've heard a lot of talk about this movie, and that's good. I haven't heard anybody say anything about what they want to do. But we do know what we want to do.
When you say do what? Get rid of him?
Yes, sir, get rid of him.
So are you talking about some kind of a mercenary military action?
I'm not prepared at this time to get into it. I don't want to. Certainly you understand that I don't want to say anything that is going to alert either this man Coney or his this band of thieves and cutthroats that he's been running with. But if I do that, then we certainly we're not going to have an opportunity to take care of this guy. So,
can you give us an idea of what it is?
I'm sure people understand that it's not anything I want to talk about.
But you have a plan.
We have a plan. And it's a plan to take him out.
All right. Now, you have an address. What is the name of your group?
This is just a financial arm of our efforts. Coney Must Go, Kony Must Go. The address is 12,012,000 Santa Susana Pass Road, Chatsworth, California.
And we're talking here with Don Parsley. With the Coney Must Go people. And I think that this is probably a difficult task from the standpoint of just getting everybody up to speed on who this guy is, do you think?
Well, it is, Phil, but, fortunately for Twitter and for YouTube and some of these other social media sites that you were talking about, people are now getting more and more and more and more aware of who he is, what he's done, and how they can we can mobilize them and get them to send their checks. And whatever they've got, we don't want anybody to send cash. You can send cash, but it's really better if you have a cashier's check or a regular check, or if you can send us, if you want to send cash, you can send bills. Don't send change.
Well, so it's a better. Do you have any credit card, PayPal?
No, we've not set up. One of the reasons why we're not doing PayPal is because they have a maintenance issue that's going to be happening midway through the month, and we're afraid that we won't be able to process orders. We're not going to do credit cards because that just allows for too much fraud. We want to make sure that people get the money right to where it needs to be. And what I want to stress with your listeners more than anything, Phil, is that there's been a lot of talk over the years about Coney. Now, with Twitter, people are talking about how he's, how evil this man is and how they need to get rid of him. And I agree. But I don't want to just be about talk. I don't want to just be about talking about how bad the guy is. I want to do something about him.
Well, you're talking here, if I may be so bold. We're talking with Don Parsley here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. about Joseph Kony, the head of the Lord's Resistance Army. This has become almost overnight an issue of the moment on Twitter and elsewhere, that this man who kidnaps children and forces them to fight in his army, you're talking about a guy that's going to need to be dealt with militarily.
I don't really want to discuss. I mean, I would agree with you, but I don't want to say specifically what we're going to do. We have a plan in place. What we need is the funding to get our people in place to make sure that you have the basics filled, which is not just the equipment that we may need, but we want to just be in place, have places to put our heads on a pillow for a night, and then commence our operation.
How long would this operation take?
That is something that, unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to say.
And you cannot say exactly what you're going to do?
At this time, I'm not at liberty, no, sir.
All right, we're going to come right back here with Don Parsley. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Mr. Parsley about Joseph Kony, leader of the Lord's Resistance Army. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. He is wanted for kidnapping children, forcing them into a conscript army of rebels. And right now, people in America and Europe, by virtue of this videotape we were talking about, have become very acutely hyper-aware of Joseph Kony and the need to do something about this man. 877-876-PHIL. More with Don Parsley and his organization. They plan on traveling to Africa and doing something about him. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. With me is Don Parsley. And Don is with a group called Kony Must Go. Speaking of Joseph Kony, the head of the Lord's Resistance Army, why must he go? Well, in your words, Don, the best reasons.
Well, in my words, he's a murderer, and he's just a murderer. And
well, I mean, he is forcing children, right?
That is correct as well. That is correct as well. He's forcing children into fighting in his. And I was thinking more in the general terms of what he does. And just generally, he's just a
Well, generally, he's a low life, but
yes. But the basic and you're right, Phil. The basic reason why we want to get rid of this guy is because he has been, as you said, Phil. Killing these kids, and
well, is he not? My understanding is from the video, he is kidnapping them.
He's kidnapping them, and many times he's killing them. He's kidnapping them and forcing them to fight in his resistance army. And
but is he? When you say he's killing them,
he's killing. He's doing everything. He's forcing them to fight. He's killing. I mean, we don't know. It's very unclear what's going on right now, but. But yes, and I think the other thing that you need to know, Phil, is because I know you've got a lot of women that are listening, a lot of women, you know, I mean, women listen to the radio just like men, but these are children who were taken from their mothers. Their mothers don't know where they are. I can't even imagine that, Phil. I'm the father of two boys myself, and if my boys were taken from me and I didn't know where they were, I would be beside myself. So that's why we are really hoping people can get behind our mission to kill the guy.
Well, I want to ask you something, Don, that I think would be important.
And to give the address, though, one more time, and I know you have a lot of questions, Phil.
Absolutely. 12,000 Santa Susana Pass Road?
Yes, sir, in Chatsworth, California.
Okay, my question is, when you go and you do what you're going to do, which is to take care of this guy, Kony, what do you have in place? What provisional plans do you have, if any, to get these kids, these children?
The children that are are which? Are the
children that are in this conscripted army, the children, you know...
Well, that goes without saying that we want to get them. I thought you meant there was some other children that we're not... We are aware of what he's done. We would have to go in there. And obviously, Phil, keep in mind that these children are part of this army that this man has amassed. So in order for us to get to him, we would have to go through some of these very children. Now, you know that these kids are now grown up. And
well, that's the tragedy of this. I saw the one boy that was interviewed. You just tore your guts out. He was talking about his brother who's dead, and this child was able to escape. But a lot of these kids were kidnapped and are now adults.
That is exactly right, Phil. They are adults, and they're, who knows, their parents might not even know them. And I don't want to say what it is we're going to do, but if, and I'm saying if, I'm not saying we will, I'm saying if we had something military in mind, and I come up against one of this guy's members of his army, this Lord's Resistance Army, and I've got to kill, I've got to neutralize an enemy asset, and it turns out to be a kid that was kidnapped many years ago, then I'm going to have to do that. And I know...
Well, so in other words, if you guys go in, and but I got to tell you, you don't want to tell me what it is, but if it is a military action that you're contemplating, it would be, number one, a mercenary action. You're not doing it under the aegis of any government, are you?
I cannot answer that question.
So you, in other words, you might be?
I can't answer that question.
Well, all right. So you're going to possibly engage in a force of arms, and some of the people that you encounter are members of this resistance army, and they may very well have been kidnapped children themselves. How do you? That's a tough one to square, isn't it?
It is, Phil. I'm thinking about it now, and it gives me, you know, I'm thinking about how. I would rather not do that. I'd rather not even have to do any military action. But I'll tell you this much, if it's either him or me, I got a newsflash for you and anybody listening. It's going to be me.
It's going to be you.
Meaning I'd be the one that would live. He'd be the one that would. If it's him or me, it's me living and him dying. And I don't want to do that. But if we can get donations tonight to our Coney Must Go Fund, and we can somehow get enough money where we can maybe have options. We wouldn't have to just do one thing. We could do two or three things, or at least contemplate two or three things.
Can you tell me what those other options might be?
I'm not at liberty at this time, no.
So besides a military option...
Well, again, Phil, I never did say we were going to do... No military.
No, I understand that, but I just wondered what these options were.
At this time, I'm not at liberty to say. I can only encourage people to, whatever they've got, if it's 5 cents, if it's 10 cents, I understand that we'd rather not just have change. So if you can put that in a money order, we'd appreciate it very, very much.
Don Parsley with us. We'll take your phone calls coming up at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 for Don Parsley. He's with Coney Must Go, one of many organizations that are trying to raise awareness about this man, Joseph Coney, and his criminal army, guerrilla force that has been plaguing the people of Central Africa, Uganda, and elsewhere for many years, abducting the children of the various villages, stealing children and taking them off. And God knows what happens to these kids. Eventually, they become members of this army, grow into manhood, and their parents sometimes never see them again. It's a terrible, sad, tragic story. And you mentioned you had two kids, Don?
I've got two sons, yes, sir.
I can't even...
If I ever do see my sons again...
Are your sons gone?
My sons are gone, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
My sons left home. They're not part of any rebel force, but obviously, but they did leave home to become, you know, bikers, this kind of nonsense. And so I think about them when I think about going to get these other kids.
All right, sir. Hold on the line. Hold on the line here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Don Parsley here, putting his money on the line to save the kids there from the Lord's Resistance Army in Africa. And we'll take your phone calls coming up next year in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That looks like Hollywood to me.
Yes, it is.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line here is Don Parsley from Coney Must Go, which is an organization collecting money to eventually fund some kind of an expedition. And I understand, Don, that you've got a security concern, and you have you want to make sure that you don't tip your hand as to what it is you and your organization have in mind. You have said that you want to go over there to Uganda or that area, and you want to take this man out. You've given me very little information, though.
I know that, Phil. And what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to your listeners is people need to trust me. We're talking about children. We're talking about children that have been taken by this Coney, the man, this Joseph Coney. He has kidnapped and forced into a guerrilla army. Young children, underage, young boys, and in some instances, girls, too. And he's forced them to take up arms and to battle the civilized elements of society in Uganda. And that has to stop. And we aim to do that. And I understand that this video alerted people to this, but I'm doing something about it. I'm not just sitting around. And I don't mean anything against the people, you know.
Well, yeah, let's make sure that we're not putting down people that have been tweeting the, you know, the hashtag Coney 2012.
No, I don't mean to do that. But, Phil, the honest truth is I plan on doing something about it. And that is we're going to go to Africa and we're going to make sure this man doesn't hurt children. And I don't know how many people out in your listening audience tonight share my desire not to have children get hurt no more. Maybe people like to talk a good game. I've heard a lot of people talk about how they don't like seeing children getting hurt. But when it comes to putting their money where their mouth is, sometimes people just suddenly their beliefs, you know, come to the fore and you realize, well, maybe they aren't all that concerned about kids.
Well, you've given us you've told people that you want them to donate to your organization to help fund you so you can go after this man. But the specifics of this, for instance, where are you going? You know.
Yeah, I understand, Phil. I understand. But this is something where people need to trust. They're going to have to trust me on this. I can tell you that I've studied this problem, that I am I'd love to be able to give you my background.
Do you have military experience?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us where?
That I cannot tell you.
Can you tell me? All right. But obviously you say you have weapons experience?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, all right. 877-876-PHIL, but you can't give me any more information than that. So it's, when you say people need to trust.
People need to trust. Nobody else is doing anything. These people that are tweeting, you know, on the Twitters and everything, I think that's a joke. I appreciate their concern, but I think more than you asking me what my qualifications are, Phil, I think what you should do is ask the people in America, well, I know what Don Parsley's doing. What are you doing? What are you people doing? Or I could do it right now and say, I'm on my way over there to take care of this guy Coney, who hurts children. See, I hear people say they don't want to hurt no kids, but I don't see them doing anything about it. Well, I'm doing something about it, and I challenge each and every one of the people in your audience tonight to send $10 or more to Coney Must Go, 12,000 Santa Susana Pass Road, Chatsworth, California.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Lloyd on the Phil Hendry Show. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, Phil, the gentleman that you have on your program this evening, Mr. Hendry was asking you, sir, I have experience in the United States Navy.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the gentleman. Say it again.
You said you have experience in the Navy. Is that right, sir?
Yes. Yes, I do, and I wanted to ask this man, because I heard Mr. Hendry ask the same question, what is your military experience, sir?
Yes, sir, he did ask that, and I had to respond. I can't go into that.
All right, you can't go into that. Now, I also heard you...
Can I just say something, sir, for a minute?
Well, I want to finish my point, excuse me. I also heard you say... that you had an operational plan, is that correct?
Yes, I do. But I wanted to ask you, sir, are you going to put your money where your mouth is?
Well, hold on. When you say put my money where my mouth is, I don't have any problem doing that, but I want to get some return on my investment, if you will.
Well, we're talking about kids here, sir. You know,
I know we're talking about kids.
They're not an investment so much as they are just...
Yep. Now, I called, and my time is limited, and I called to be on the host's show, if you don't mind. All right. So, my question is, what is your operational plan then of going to get this Coney man that you talk about, and I don't even know.
His name is Joseph Kony.
Yes, sir.
And he is the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army in Africa.
Yes, sir. So what is your operational plan, sir?
At this time, sir, I cannot...
There you go. You can't tell me. So you can't tell me what the military experience is. You can't tell me what the operational plan is. You won't tell me virtually. Can you tell me who's in your organization?
Look, Larry, or I don't know.
My name is not Larry. It's Lloyd, sir.
All right. I'm sorry, sir, but... I can't tell you these things because if I did, they would compromise the operational plan.
You can't tell me because I don't know whether or not you actually have an operational plan.
Let me say this, sir, and I mean this with all respect. You're an elderly man.
Hold on. I've got United States naval experience in combat, sir.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but wars today... are a lot different from what they were back when you were out there wearing your sailor suit. You know
something? But you just disrespected...
All right, let's not yell, okay?
No, he just disrespected the United States Navy.
I'm just telling you, sir, nowadays, wars are fought battalion size. We don't go in with our sailor suits on, you know.
You just disrespected the naval veterans... of this country.
Let's not characterize sailor suits or things like that, okay? Because you, this gentleman has at least told us what branch of the military he served in. You've not said anything.
I desperately want to show people that I do have the experience. If I told you my military experience, I'm going to say something stupid, but I mean it. If I told you the military experience that I've got, you would want my autograph.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
I'm very, very serious.
You're trying to tell me you're some kind of a big man. Well, good for you. But I am telling you, when you said sailor suit, boy, that tore it right there.
And we're not going to disrespect anybody. We're not going to say sailor suit, none of that stuff, okay? What I want, the questions that are being asked to you here, Don, are very, very simple questions. If you can't answer them, then you can't answer them. But I want to ask you this. How do you expect people to donate money?
That's my point exactly.
All right, hold on. How do you expect people to donate money when you can't give anybody a clear-cut idea of what your plan is?
Because, Phil, I'm asking the American people to trust a man who knows what he's doing. And I believe me. I swear to God, you get me a stack of Bibles.
Don't you blaspheme the Lord's name, sir.
I am not blaspheming the Lord's name. You get me a stack of Bibles right now.
Don't you dare blaspheme the Lord's name and you say you're going to help children?
I'm going to try. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm not saying I'll be successful, but at least I'm going to try, damn it. At least I'm going to do that much.
Listen to the big speech. You know, I heard...
Well, you know what? What speech are you giving?
I heard that exact same line in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and that was a Jack Giblin movie.
And what was it?
Jack Giblin.
The Man in One Flew on a Cuckoo's Nest, if you don't know that movie.
And you mean One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes, sir.
That was Jack Nicholson.
I was Jack Nicholson, yes, sir.
You said Jack Giblin.
Now, I don't care what I said. The fact is, you're pulling your operational plan. Thank you very much.
Is the caller there?
No, he hung up. He hung up. But I can tell you his frustration is understood by me. If you can't give us an idea of what you're going to do, I cannot recommend to my audience that they send you money.
Well, how about this for a recommendation, Mr. Henry? How about if you say to your audience, here's one man who cares about children being tortured and everything.
Well, all right, they're being conscripted. You're right. There is a very horrific state of affairs with this guy, Coney, kidnapping children. Understood.
No, but I don't think it is understood. I don't think it is understood. I've got two sons of my own. When I see them go to sleep at night,
you know, 20 minutes ago, you said your sons had left to join with bikers.
No, sir, I did not.
Yes, you most certainly did.
Well, I'm talking about my sons then. I must have thought about them when they were children. When I see them going to sleep at night, I was sort of going back in time.
Because your sons are no longer living at home, right?
No. Well, no, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, are they or are they not, sir?
I'm told that they're not living at home because they live with their mother, so I don't know. She said they left.
So you don't look... When's the last time you saw your sons?
Before they left. I don't know where they are. My wife, they were living with my wife, and she said they ran off with the Hell's Bells, or whoever they're called.
Hell's Angels.
The Hell's Angels, yes, sir.
But you don't know. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL as we continue here with Don Parsley and your phone calls as we talk about this program called Coney Must Go and the money that he's attempting to raise for his organization to go over there. And as he says, take care of him. But he won't say how. He won't say what the plan is. He won't say what the plan is to rescue the kids. He won't even tell us what his military experience is, which he says he has. But if he did tell us, we'd want his autograph. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with the Earth Cam of Hollywood Boulevard right behind us. And I was showing our audience earlier that, I think you were asking, Don, right there is the entrance to the Hollywood Promenade there on the right-hand part of the screen.
I asked because my wife and I have been there this past summer. Is that where you was today?
Well, we were up on, if you go through that promenade there, we were up on Highland and Franklin, which is where the crew was.
And that's on a TV show that you do.
Yes, sir. All right, so our number is 877-876-7445, the Phil Henry Show. And we have with us here Mr. Don Parsley, and I'm told by Bud Dickman, what, we got David?
Yeah, I've got David Hall on line four and make a comment.
All right, let's go to David Hall. He's a vice president of syndication.
Well, I came on his program, sir. You told me we were going to talk, you know, about raising money for our organization.
We are. I got to talk to the... David.
Yeah, listen, Phil, I don't want to... I don't want to cause a problem between you and your guest. I don't want to cause a problem between this gentleman, Mr. Name is Parsley, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
But I think you are going right over the head of the audience tonight. I don't think they get this at all.
You don't think they get what?
Can I interject?
No, I'd rather you not interject anything. I don't think the audience gets what you're talking about with Coney and kidnapped kids. They don't get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, what's not to get? I mean,
They're not aware of the story, Phil. I mean, this is a story that broke on Twitter last night. Do you understand that Twitter is the spearhead of cultural awareness? If you wanted to know what's going on in America, and you wanted to know what only like 1% of the people in America knew about, you'd go right to the tip of the spear, which is Twitter. Okay?
Can I interject, sir? I think you are dead wrong.
Sir, no, you may not interject because I'm talking to my host at this time, if you don't mind.
Well, I came on this program.
I know you came on the program, but I'm telling Phil and I'm telling his audience and I'm telling you, sir, that this topic, my audience is not getting.
Mr. Henry, who runs? Do you run this show? Or?
I'm talking to my vice president of syndicate. We have an agreement that if there is something that he feels is egregious, or something that needs pointing out in the middle of the show, that he's allowed to call and come on and get on the air.
Well, not allowed. I do pretty much what I want to do. I mean, I ask your permission, yeah.
No, yeah. You. That's exactly what you do. You ask my permission. You don't just come on here.
All right. When you say that I'm allowed, it makes me sound like I'm... Man, I'll tell you, it makes me sound like I'm about 6 degrees of separation from a real sis. Sister Sissy.
Okay, I want to, you know, I came on the show tonight to talk about children who have been kidnapped by a rebel force.
Yeah, and you came on to get money, and I get it, but no one knows what you or Mr. Henry are talking about. Now, I can tell you this is a fact, Phil. This guy, Coney, whether he's been in operation for 30 years or 50 years, this is talk radio in America. The American is primarily concerned with the elections, and when it comes to international affairs, it better have something to do with terrorists, Arabs, oil, something like that. This stuff in Africa, they don't know from.
Well, what do you want me to do, okay?
What I want you to do is I want you to get out of it.
Well, wait a minute. I'm in the middle of a segment here.
Hold on. I'm the guest.
I'm not talking to you, okay?
I'm the guest on the show.
Did you book this time?
David.
Hold on. Did you book the time?
What do you mean, did I book the time?
Did you buy this time, sir?
No, I didn't buy any time.
You're not telling me anything. I'd like you, sir, if you wouldn't mind, to just shut up. Nobody knows about Coney.
Oh, wow. Who? Oh, that almost feels good. You just told me to shut up, and it almost feels good.
It almost feels good?
Yeah, the things I'm thinking of doing to you.
Hold on for a minute, and let's not get weird. All right, I've got, whether the audience gets it or not, I got 7 minutes left in this segment.
And you want to waste my time and everybody... What I'd like you to do, you've got this guest, this Mr. Parsley, is that it?
Yeah, for the 15th time, that's my name.
Sir, I am sorry, I didn't know what your name was.
15th time, that's Mr. Parsley, yeah.
It's Parsley.
Yes, sir. That's number 16 now.
I asked the guy what his name is, you know.
That's number 17.
Your name's Parsley?
And that's number 18.
Is it Parsley is all I'm asking?
Yes, it's Parsley.
19.
Okay, it's Parsley.
Well, you and Parsley can sit here and do something that people are going to ask the audience something. You got to save the show because you've been talking about a bunch of kidnapped.
You're talking about kidnapped Africans.
What?
You're talking about. I don't hear what you're saying. You're saying.
Shut up.
You're talking about a lot of kidnapped African kids. Nobody in America came about it.
David, I can't hear you. And people are going to turn their radio up.
I know they're going to turn it up. But they still might. I'm saying
Africans, they don't care.
What? I can't hear you, man.
I said you're talking about a bunch of kidnapped
African kids. You know, kind of big, man. Well, you are some stumbling, muttering.
Hey. I said nobody cares about the topic of kidnapped Africans. Okay, you happy?
No, that's great. Okay. That means what? That means Americans don't? Nobody does? White Americans don't? Black Americans don't?
You know, leave it to you, Henry, to take a very simple statement and break the thing, turn it into gasoline napalm. That's what you do with it. A very simple statement, and you turn it into napalm and pour it over everything. Everybody and everything.
Well, this guy's nuts.
I'm not nuts. I'm telling you, how about this as a topic, okay, Phil? Gas prices, what do you think?
Gas prices, what do you think? Well, there you go. That's Talk Radio 101 right there. Gas prices, what do you think? You want me to open the phones up on that? And what do you think the answer is going to be?
They're going to say they don't like it.
No kidding. Boy, that's what I call dramatic tension.
Well, look, you got to do something.
I tell you what, if I just listen to you rant and rave here for the next 2 minutes, that's something.
Well, why don't you do so? I got it. You know, They're going to shut down the cigarette factories in the South. You know that?
No, I don't. I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
No.
They're going to.
They're going to shut down the cigarette factories in the South. Why?
Because they're going to outlaw cigarettes. They're going to make, you know, in other words, they're going to get rid of cigarettes. See what I'm saying? Because they've gotten rid of the no smoking outdoors and all that stuff, and they've gotten rid of no smoking in bars and all that, they're finally just going to say, let's get rid of cigarettes. And so they got to shut down the factories that make them. Now, don't you think that's going to leave a lot of people out in the street? Don't you think that's going to stick a lot of people on the unemployment rolls, shutting down the cigarette factories?
Well, where can I read about this? Where did you see this news?
Well, I think he's putting you on. I made it up. But I'm saying...
Oh, get out of here, will you? For I got to take a break anyway. All right, so fine. So nobody knows about Coney. I didn't either. At least it was an educational hour. 877-876-PHIL. Yes, sir.
Can I give our address out one more time?
Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
God, man.
Phil Hendry.